This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, the Quran has in it a lot of hope and healing. It has in it cure and mercy. It has in it a reminder for all of us. And in Surah Yunus, verse number 57, Allah says it very clearly.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
O people, a reminder has come to you from your Lord and cure for that which is within the bosoms, the chest, the diseases within the chest, within the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in it there is guidance and mercy for those who believe. When will you achieve the guidance and mercy and the cure? Only if you believe. If you have doubt, you won't. If you look at it and you're not satisfied, you won't. But if you believe, if you're a believer, Allah says, we guarantee you a better quality of life. Here goes. O people, has come to you from your Lord a maw'idha, a reminder. Reminder of everything, right? Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, and cure. There is cure in it for everything, right? Wa hudan, and there is guidance about everything. And rahmah, there is all sorts of mercy lil mu'mineen, for those who believe. And look at what Allah says. He continues and he says,
قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا.
Say to them that it is actually the virtue of Allah and His mercy that you should be excited about. When Allah has given you His mercy and He's favored you, it is better than everything that they are gathering in terms of material wealth. You see people with millions and billions. Tell yourself, my iman, my belief in Allah is better than those millions and billions. When Allah is pleased with me, it's better than the everything of the world, whatever is in it. Imagine the two units of voluntary prayer known as Sunnatul Fajr. They are better than the whole world and whatever is in it. The hadith says, Rak'ata al-Fajri, Rak'ata al-Fajri, khayrum min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The two units of Fajr, the Sunnah of Fajr, better than the whole world and whatever it has. So Allah is saying, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. You really want to be excited about something? The real thing to be excited about is the virtue of Allah and His mercy. When Allah has had mercy on you, you have the right to be excited, to be happy. Look at this, we've just completed the month of Ramadan. It is amazing. May Allah's virtue and mercy enshroud us and overcome us. We definitely want that, and that is of the greatest value. Allah says, "Huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un." It is better than what they have gathered and amassed. How much do you have? Billions. Where is it going to take you? Maybe nowhere. Few years, this earth, you might be able to say, I had this and had that. No. May Allah grant us goodness. But Allah says, the true wealth is when Allah has had mercy on you. The wealth of the dunya, you have it or you don't have it. Besides the point, this is what Allah takes a look at. So that is something amazing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues a few verses down. Verse number 62, 63, 64 of Surah Yunus. Allah says,
أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Amazing verses. Please go through them. Surah Yunus, verse number 62, 63, 64, and continue to go beyond. Listen to what Allah says. Behold, the friends of Allah, they have no reason to fear, nor will they be sad. So who are the friends of Allah? I want to be one of them. Good question. So Allah says, they are the ones آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They had two qualities. What are they? They have belief in Allah, and they have the correct relationship with Allah. They are conscious of Allah. They are fearful of the anger of Allah. They always adopted the instructions of Allah. They didn't find loopholes, and they always were on the safe side. Those are the friends of Allah. You're on the safe side. People are arguing about this being permissible or prohibited. Do you know what? Be on the safe side. That's what it is. People are arguing what to do, what not to do. Be on the safe side. Do you know why? You're a friend of Allah. You don't want to risk your relationship with Allah because of the argument of someone, you know. So this is very clear. And Allah says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى. For them, there is good news. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Remember we were speaking about good news, and I said that the good news happens to be primarily the paradise. But even in this world, Allah is going to give you good news. بَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ in one verse. And here Allah says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this world as well as the next. Even at the point of death, they will have a good death. The angels will already inform them of the goodness that is to come. Subhanallah. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is indeed the massive victory. May Allah grant it to us. Ameen. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Then Allah says, لَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Don't let their words make you sad. Don't. Anyone's words against you, negative words, don't let them make you sad. Allah said, there's no point. This was addressing the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the lesson is for all of us. Don't let their words make you sad. Did you hear that? وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Do you know why? إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. This izzah belongs to Allah alone. Allah is the one who will give you your worth, your value, your status. Status belongs to Allah. Power belongs to Allah. Kingdom belongs to Allah. Not to them. They can say what they want. Don't let their words make you sad. No. You know why? Because izzah belongs to Allah. The might, the power, the glory, the status belongs to Allah. Who is Sami'ul Alim? He is all hearing and all knowing. Now, I want to end off, inshallah, this entire series by making mention of two or three verses. The first one is the verse that we've been reading every day at the beginning of every episode and at the end. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I'm sure we've heard that. Verse number 82 of Surah Al-Isra. Go and check it out. It means we have revealed in this Quran that within which there is cure, there is healing and mercy for the believers. Amazing. I just spoke about that today. And one of the points of mercy is when you earn the forgiveness of Allah. So there is a verse that's known as the verse with the greatest hope. The greatest hope. Arja ayah fil Quran. What is it? Verse number 53 of Surah Az-Zumar. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my worshippers who have transgressed against themselves, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah will forgive all your sins. He is the most forgiving, most merciful. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. That's what Allah is saying. Then Allah says, turn to Him before it's too late. Turn to Him before punishment overtakes you. Turn to Him before death overtakes you. Because then you might regret and say, oh, I should have sought the forgiveness of Allah. And so on. Allah says, don't let that happen. Make sure you seek the forgiveness of Allah. Allah is most forgiving. Anytime you wronged, don't let shaitan make you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. That's one of the traps of the devil. When you've committed a sin, you did something Allah told you not to do. Seek forgiveness, move on. Seek forgiveness, move on. Yes, you might remember it sometime. Whenever you think of it, just seek forgiveness. Have hope in the mercy of Allah and move on. Smile at the fact that Allah is forgiving. And we are sad at the fact that we sinned. So we're hopeful because Allah is forgiving. Do you know what Allah says? Verse number 110 of Surah An-Nisa. This is also a highlight. One of the highlights when it comes to hope and healing and mercy. Allah says,
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
Whoever has done a bad deed, whoever commits a sin, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, or has wronged themselves, they did something really nasty, right? Then they seek the forgiveness of Allah, they will always find Allah most forgiving, most merciful. Wow. That's an amazing verse. So I end on this note. You will always find Allah most forgiving, most merciful. But you must turn to Allah, seeking that forgiveness, changing your life for the sake of Allah, and trying your best to become a better person as the days pass. Never ever become a worse person as the days pass in your relationship with Allah, in your level of morals and values, in your modesty, in everything else, and in your character and conduct. Always improve. Don't ever go backwards. And inshallah, you're heading in the right direction. Aqulu qawli hadha وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين.